gotta be kidding me. Believe me, I have gotten more than enough out of you. Had my fill, in fact. Yeah, well, very much like vodka, you are best taken in small doses. This sucks for me. Maybe if a Russian were here, they would give me tips on how to deal with you. You know, hopefully even abscond with you for themselves. They'll appreciate you. They will. Those wisecracks will finally find their target audience. Don't you have to be likable to be charming? This had better be happenstance, because I am not particularly enchanted by the thought of being stalked. Oh, yeah? Okay. No, all right. Hey, excuse me, Mr. Bartender. Hi, I'm so sorry to bother you. Quick question. Does this face, this one right here, just make you want to smile? Be honest, don't you just want to squeeze it? Oh my god, just, ooh, those boodles are so cute. Oh my god, well, just one toothy grin and you're dancing in the rain, right? What a ray of sunshine in a world of eternal darkness that is. No, he's not. No, I'm fine. I've got it. It's under control. Just a little joshing with, yeah, we're fine. Thank you. Sorry. Shut the fuck up. God, it's gross. It's gross. Your ego is something else. Do I really have to tell you that I'm not here to see you? Do I have to speak it out loud? Is it unbelievable? Okay, well, if you must know, my boss wants a story. Nothing. The holidays, small town kind of check-in, see what the common folk get up to this time of year, you know. And then she saw the picture on my desk of my family in front of the Christmas village, and I mean, standard edition, the editor-in-chief wants a cozy, classic holiday column, and then they find out that you come from a place that crowns an annual gingerbread princess and floods the streets with Victorian carolers, and they're gonna froth at the mouth and throw you on the first plane out of town. No, she does not know. She doesn't need to know that I won that crown. No one does. I mean, it was high school. But, I mean, there it is, isn't it? That's the point. Because that's the point. I am not coming here to relive the glory days, as some people so considerately put it. I was actually trying to get away from exactly that. I wanted to go somewhere and be someone, you know, not sit here for the rest of my life and waste away and become some miserable I wanted more than that. And I needed something different, but it seems like all anyone here is gonna remember me for is that gumdrop sash anyway. You do, huh? Well, that's, if anyone does, I guess it would be you. Well, thank you. That's nice to hear. Moving to the big city didn't completely change me. I am still capable of grace. Thank you very much. Oh, shut up. It's just, no, I wasn't used to wearing heels back then. You try walking the length of a stage multiple inches off the ground. I can do it now. Yeah. Well, you were a real knight in shining armor. Ugh, I am being serious, unfortunately. You caught me more than once that day. You are a stand-up guy. I wonder what happened. Anyway, that is long behind us. I guess just take it all in, write down what I see, you know, wax poetic about the smell of Miss Marigold's chestnut stand. That's what I said! Thank you! But no, the boss wanted it to be a refreshed perspective. So, off to home I go. First time in... Yikes. That's embarrassing. But whatever. I'm here now. Too bad for you. Considering that you've already been charged with fixing my car. Sorry about that. I know that this is a stressful enough time without adding engine repair into the picture. I wouldn't have chosen you myself. I mean, not... You can't say no to my parents sometimes, right? They'd understand. Well. Yeah, maybe not. They've always been pretty upset by the way things ended. But that's my cross to bear, though. You don't need to get roped into it. Well, you've always been good to them, and I appreciate that, but still. Oh, well, tan lines can only stick around for so long. Haven't worn it in ages. No, it definitely hasn't been, replaced. As you can see, all fingers are bare. I didn't say I didn't have any offers. How did you... You should really stop gossiping with my dad. His name was Gerald, and he wasn't old. He was waspy. Family names and all that. You should have heard his surname. If there is a silver lining to my boyfriend running off with an airline hostess, it is that I don't have to change my last name to... I don't even want to say it. Wopscockle. Stop! I know! Yes! Stop! But, and you know what? Now I also have an excuse not to fly SkyWest. Well, more of an excuse. Okay. Yeah. He was an ass. You know, I think in all the time that we were together, I'm struggling to come up with any memory of him giving me a real compliment. Yeah. I mean, he tried to butter me up, you know. Kind of the classics, call me sexy when he wanted something, but... Now I know that other girls were getting the same treatment, so the credibility on those statements have kind of flown out the window. Thank you. I mean, I wasn't trying to... Yeah, fish for... Well, now the new girl gets to deal with him, and... his horrible sense of direction. If you know what I mean. No. No, I'm gonna be taking it easy for a while. Oh, make time for me, you know, the cliche. Yeah, I mean, it gets lonely, sure. You know, just because I moved to somewhere with a population over 5,000 doesn't mean that I've dedicated myself to chasing after wealthy big shots. Is that what you think of me? Is that where you think I went? Well, I don't. I gave a handful a try on the basis of personality, and it didn't work out. So now I'm flying free. Probably not as free as he's flying. Damn it. Maybe when they break up, she can find some way to put it in the system that he gets his flights charged extra. That'd be nice. But, yeah. I am just at a point now where I am single and ready to drink alone at a bar on a weekend night. Well, alone in the metaphorical sense. What about you? Anyone swoop in when I left? Maya? Of course, that does not surprise me. How long did that last? Oh. No, that's, that does actually surprise me a little. You're a stronger man than most to resist her charms. Is it mean if I say that I am glad? No, I'm not. I guess I am a little jealous, but only because I was always a little jealous of her. Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, you remember, she just had a way with men and boys, I guess, depending on what age we're talking about, that I could just never seem to replicate. So there is a little Schadenfreude there. Not that I'm, you know, I'm not saying that I hope she was heartbroken, but well, I could always tell that she was gunning for my spot. So hard not to feel a little satisfaction at that outcome. Well, you would know better than me now, wouldn't you? How long did she even wait? It's longer than I would have thought. Yeah, I guess that is respectable. Did she not think, you know what? I bet it would have worked out if she had my killer dance moves. It wasn't that bad. You seem to like them. Oh, okay, well. Yeah, I guess my confidence was unreal. Aw. Well, I guess that's what made us work. Right. Until we didn't. But you seem to have done well for yourself. I'm impressed. I'm sure that you've got a fuller dance card than you say. You've You've grown into yourself more. You're really a man now. Oh, well, an obnoxious man to be sure, but still, I am honestly a little surprised that you haven't found yourself a girlfriend by now. I mean, the town is small, but it's not that small. Plus, you have a car. You know, travel to distant lands, pick up some babes a few towns over. I'm not suggesting any... Okay, fine. Well, you know what? Fine. Yeah, okay. It is a suggestion. Go meet girls. Go... And maybe whoever you end up with will... I don't know. Tame that mouth of yours. My mouth is fine. It's doing just... Yes, and I don't need the advice as much as I appreciate it, truly, from the depths of my soul. I don't... I react to you. Yes. And you, by the way, are not the general population. The general population finds me agreeable and pleasant, and I would make a good wife, I think. And I've always said that you would make a good husband. You just need to find the right person. And stop. Don't. Because you know what you're doing. And you've always loved hurting your own feelings. But I don't... No. I haven't. Anyway. I am not saying that you... have to settle down. Because God knows I hear that enough. I wouldn't inflict the same sentiment upon you. Just if you, you know, get the opportunity and it feels right, don't let it... Yeah. Don't let it get away. If I ever get married, I'll have to send for an EMT before word gets to my parents, because I'm sure my mom would have a heart attack. I hope I do get married to some old money uptowner. It sounds pretty great. And if you behave yourself, you'll even receive an invitation. I mean, if you want one. Why is the heating in this place still so buggy? Oh no, I left my coat. Oh. You don't have to. Oh. Thanks. You're not pranking me, right? There's not some sort of electric buzzer or something in the pocket. I don't know. Just keeping on my toes. Since when did you wear necklaces? Wait. Oh. Just... I didn't think the promise ring would still be incorporated into your wardrobe. That's what that yeah. I mean, you look like a widower. So, are you serious? Ew! What, like it turns them on? I mean, it's one thing to, you know, be all right with it, but that's a little... Interesting. Well, I mean, I guess it's better than if you were wearing it. them going after what they believe to be a married man. Oh, you get those too, huh? Well, I mean, at least you know who not to start a relationship with. I like the festive sweater, though. It takes me back. Yeah, I remember the whole drawer of them that you used to have. Oh, yeah. Well, that's nice. Glad to know that hasn't changed. I have my ring somewhere. Yeah, it probably is. I'm surprised that you remember my grandmother's old cookie tin. Full of memories, yeah. But never cookies. I don't think there were ever cookies in that thing. Maybe back in the 80s, a shortbread found its way inside, never to be seen again. But, actually, that reminds me, does your mom still do her yearly cookie swap? Oh, yeah. I'm sure she would love to see me. Ugh. You gonna carry on the tradition once you take over the bakery? Because you'll have some big shoes to fill. That woman knows her snickerdoodles. Really? And she won't glare me into a cindering pile of ash? I'm not being crazy. I'm being realistic. I did not leave on the best of terms. I hurt people, and I know how much she loves her baby boy. So. No one thought that I was making the right choice. And you know what? I am. I'm happy. But well, the city is different. It's, I don't know. I'm probably not the right person to write this article. I just come from the cutest place. People keep saying that I've changed, and I don't think I... Well, I don't think it's anyone's business, for one. And you know what? Maybe I have. And what's so wrong about that? What's so wrong about change? Maybe I've changed for the better. But no, people, they just want what's familiar to them, even if that means stagnating in a place where everyone's expectations for you have remained undeterred by your biggest life choices because it doesn't fit the image that they built up of you in their mind. An image which, by the way, was seemingly decided upon since you were 5 years old, because they know the true you, and the true you can only ever thrive inside their own expectations. I mean, my parents still expect me to move back, and I know they miss me. I know. I miss them too, but this place is so small. And why can't I be happy somewhere else? It's ridiculous. Well, can't home be in two places? I don't know. If the article gets a lot of clicks, you know, then that's one step further to becoming head writer. And it's a long road, for sure. Even longer now, because Gerald and I, well, obviously we were gonna spend Christmas together, but now it's just hard to get into the spirit. You know, it gets harder as you get older, but I'm just not sure that I'll be able to give the article that sprinkle of Yuletide magic that it needs. I'll have to pull into my reserves from a Christmas past. But if I can't, then what? You know? Then I'm looking around and nothing's standing out. Nothing is inspiring me. It's like I just can't seem to get out of my own head, and if the article doesn't stand out, then I don't stand out, and all of this, all of my discomfort will have been for nothing, and I'll have disappointed everyone. Even more. Really? And how do I do that? You're gonna put on a top hat and take me caroling. You know what my singing is like. I will definitely disappoint whoever has to hear that. You're just saying that. What kind of activities do you suggest? Oh, no, 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 no. Don't follow me, please. Leave me alone. Oh my God, stop. Excuse me? I am not running away again. I am removing myself from a dead-end situation. Yes. Yes. Just like when I left back then. I am so glad that everyone keeps bringing that up. You know, I did that for my sanity. Everyone acts like I abandoned them and that I did it purely to be difficult and piss people off. No one is happy for me that I am making a new life for myself. It's all these raised eyebrows and loaded questions all the time, just pestering me and trying to guilt me into an admission of regret. Like, this is the only place that I can truly be happy. I already told you that I am, yes. Why is it so hard to believe that I could have some semblance of a clue as to how I ought to live my life, huh? What is it? Am I that hopeless that every action I take must be a cry for help, right? She has to have fucked it up. Well, congratulations on being such a good Samaritan. What a wonderful neighbor. Thank you, Mr. Rogers. I've seen the error of my ways. It isn't about them. What was I supposed to do? What? Move? And then find out that I hate it. And then move back. Like, that's the singular path that I could possibly take. It's just a town. It's a town that I can come visit whenever I want. Yeah, well, maybe I would! Maybe I would! If everyone wasn't so obsessed with keeping me here, just always doubting my choices and dragging me down and treating me like some lost soul because I didn't want to live in the same place for the rest of my life. I mean, fuck. It's like a fucking cult. No one is supposed to look for anything outside of it, and when they do, it's this act of betrayal. Even worse, it's like I'm somehow betraying myself, right? I've committed such a personal injustice. It's not the Garden of Eden. It's fucking Rickshaw County. And even if I moved back, what then? No one would ever let me live it down. They would always be bringing up my little excursion from destiny. How silly. You thought that you could escape the clutches of fate? Well, maybe I should. I've thought about it. You know, moving back here, only to make an even greater point when I flee again, just to hammer home the fact that I want more. I need more to fulfill me. I am happy! I am happy! I'm happy! Oh my God. I don't have to listen to this. I don't. Oh. Okay, please tell me. Please, it'll honestly be refreshing to hear how I haven't changed. Yep, selfish. Heard that one before. Give me something else. Oh, coward. Well, last time I checked, it takes courage to go after the things that you want. Stop. Stop. Stop it. It wasn't about you. I didn't leave because of you. And I'm sorry if you felt that way. I don't. I know. I could have done it a better way. And I'm sorry. I really am. I really didn't want to hurt you. But I had a responsibility to myself. To try. I have goals. And I wasn't gonna follow them staying here, and you didn't want to leave, and I wasn't trying to hurt you. I really, really wasn't. I've been lying awake for years, regretting the way that I left, but what was I supposed to do? Just accept a life without ambition? Get married and have babies and hope that one day they can make it out? You... Oh my God, you weren't a punishment. You never were. You were amazing and caring and the best boyfriend, the best friend that I have ever had, and I miss you. It's just, we were kids. We were barely out of school, and I had so much that I wanted to do, and that I still want to do. I want to write, and I want to travel, and I want to prove myself. To everyone! And to me! I want my mom to stop insisting that she knows what's best, and for my dad to quit trying to guilt me into settling down, and I want to be able to visit! I want to visit without everyone acting like it's only a matter of time before I have a full mental breakdown! And then all I really need is to have some hometown holiday cheer administered through an IV, and then I'll come to my senses. It's so insulting. They are not right. Fuck you! This is circumstance! This... Yes! Yes! You are... You were always someone. Me leaving and wanting something different doesn't mean that... I'm sorry. I know, I shouldn't have said that earlier. I'm not saying that anyone is better or worse. I love the people here, you know that. Just... Okay. I'm done. No, I told you. You're just trying to hurt your own feelings again. I already said, did I not say how important you were to me? No, but it's over! It's over! We're over! Yes, we are! It's been years! Inside was... I wasn't thinking. Oh my god, you don't want me anymore! You want a memory or an ego trip. You want me to lick your wounds with my newfound approval or something. I don't know, but you don't want the real me. You have made that pretty fucking clear. And you should take this fucking thing off. What are you gonna tell the next girl that you actually like when she asks why you're still wearing some pointless old promise ring around your neck? Let go. Push my thighs apart like some animal. What do you expect me to do? Ride your knee. I'm not that desperate. Stop moving. Shut the fuck up. This is all you. Oh, yes, it is. I bet you dreamed about this for years. Willing in your fantasies. Should I just sink to my knees and beg for forgiveness with your cock in my mouth? What are you gonna do? Fuck me in the parking lot? You're just gonna pick me up and pin me against this fucking wall? You're not strong enough anymore. Fuck you. You really want to risk this? What are you going to tell people? What are you going to tell people when they see us making up and I still leave? I'll be so disappointed. Don't! I'll fall! Are you prepared to catch me again? I won't stay. Well, whatever reason you have to give, it has to be better than my one last time. I am being quiet. Shut up. You think I'd come back just for this? Just for your fucking mouth? Don't talk about him. God, you're so arrogant. You really think I'd date a guy that never went down on me? I'm not saying anything. Don't stop. I thought you wanted to convince me with that tongue. Maybe start wagging it in the right. Mm. want to prove that you're better than... Take it all the way. Oh, you already ripped my tights. Just put it in. Feel me. So you're still capable. Oh, that's nice to know. You haven't impressed me yet. Remind me then. Fuck. Maybe he'll stay. I wouldn't say that you're better. Just... It's been a while. Yes. Yes. Okay. Fuck you. It does feel better than I remember. Maybe my memory is faulty. Better in the meantime, if you were turning women down, huh? When I move away and you become a slut.
No, stop.
I don't want to hear about them. I don't want to think about anyone else touching you, kissing you, or touching you, anything. You can tell me, only tell me, if you broke their hearts. Because of mine. Right? Isn't that what this is? Fucking mine still?
I'm...
Fuck, I missed this. Oh. I need your cock. I always do. Does that make you happy to know, huh? That I fuck myself to you? No, I can never emulate it, you bastard. Yes, God, shut the fuck up, just how could he be enough? No, he wasn't. He was never enough. No one is. I hate it. God, you feel so good. Don't you dare stop. Don't stop. Does anyone else have a pussy like this? Huh? Like they want to keep you inside, just grip you like this? Does anyone else milk you like me? Till every last drop was inside. No, they weren't, right? No, they fucking weren't. No one was this tight and warm and wet for you. Were they? No, because no one else knows you the way that I do.
Tell me. No one, nobody. Oh, fuck you. You really do fucking remember how to... Back feels so good. You smell the same. Tell me you thought of me. Tell me that you had to stop yourself from calling out my name. Tell me. Fuck. Say my name. Oh, yes.
Fuck.
Okay.
Oh my god, this is so stupid. What the hell do we... Okay, I gotta... Just... I don't know, just, I guess... Hello? Hello, officer. Hi. Is every... Oh my god. Yes, sorry. That was us. This is so embarrassing. No. It was
domestic and obviously caused a disturbance, and we are so sorry about that. But it's not a... No. Oh my god. No. It's. Jesus! Don't joke like that. I cannot apologize enough. It's not what it looks like. We were just trying to spice things up. I said we were trying to spice... Yeah, we're all... Everything, I have my ring in my pocket. He's wearing his, like, a little... It's stupid, but we... Hello. we're tethered. Yoked, or... Yeah. Sorry, I don't know what's... Yeah. Thank you, though. Thank you for checking out. I didn't mean to take up your time. No, yeah. Learned. Lesson learned. Merry Christmas. You have a beautiful town by the...
Holy shit. Oh my god. Oh my god, I can't believe that we avoided fucking arrest.
Well, I don't know. If he had seen what we...
Oh, that was too close. That was bad. That was bad, baby. That was too close. It's way too close. seems like no one caught wind of the full scope of the roleplay, which is a Christmas miracle. What street are we on?
Oh, it's one for the books. That was so stupid. This was so stupid. I could just slap myself.
Speaking of, how's your cheek? Can I see? Oh, was it okay? I know you gave me the green light ahead of time, but I got a little too into character. A lot too into character. Like a lot. I did not mean to take it this far. I feel like I need to apologize to the universe here.
Well, hey, but you kept egging me into it, so, you know, we...
Does it hurt?
Probably because it's too numb to feel anything.
Oh.
How's that?
Oh, no, and I still have your jacket. Here, no, you...
Okay, well then let's get out of here. Where's the car?
Why do we always park so far when we need a speedy getaway?
What is that? What does that say about us? We live too close to the edge. I think that we need to take a step back.
To our dumbest, most psychotic roleplay yet.
Don't make fun of me!
I thought the plan was to take things back to the Airbnb before they got too heated.
Yeah, well, I guess, alright, I'll take the credit for that. I really screwed the pooch on that one. I could have just giggled my way to the car, but no. Don't say it. Don't Beetlejuice her. Don't invoke her again. I guess that's true. At least she's worn herself out. Oh, Second City Sarah. You heinous, heinous theatrical bitch.
Hey, you know what though? Groundling Scary isn't a whole lot better, so...
I know. I should have known that slap would flip your switch like that.
Although I'd hoped you would have had more self-control.
Well. I really did you in, didn't I? And now we've gone and traumatized the locals. I really, really hope that no one actually, you know. Yeah, well, we're around the back, but... Oh, fuck. Are there cameras anywhere?
Why did you let me talk you into this?
No, just because it's my idea doesn't mean it's not your responsibility to shut it down.
So, well, okay, so here's what I'm thinking. Is that they have this... dirty, steamy night of nostalgia, right? There's all this pent-up frustration, and now they've indulged it, so they're all freaked out. She's like, it didn't mean anything. And he tries to keep a distance, but then they end up stuck working together for the Christmas festival. Her parents sign her up, and they have to build Santa's workshop together or something, so they gradually warm up to each other again, but then, boom, he overhears her complaining to her boss about the story, and there's a misunderstanding, because there's always a misunderstanding, and then they make up again on Christmas Day, and she makes some big apology, which she really, really shouldn't actually have to do. It's all incredibly Christmas with the Cranks dystopian. This town is a fucking nightmare. But he officially crowns her. Oh my god, we're so close, thank god. his gingerbread princess, again. And then they kiss and finish the day buying holiday goods and getting hot chocolate mustaches and scuttling around all the booths. And everyone's nice to her now, and she's nice to everybody. There's like a quiet calm, like when the curse settles down at the end of Uzumaki. Yeah, well, okay, so
I like to think that after she came back, so she had trained herself out of greeting people when she passed them and, you know, didn't really do like the smile and nod anymore. And it really pissed off the townsfolk. But she's gotten back into the habit over the course of her time here. And it's all hunky-dory again, I guess. Right? How dare she? Well, the big city brought out the worst in her. Yeah, it was unhealthy. That's why she chooses to stay, uproot her life for a second time, ruin the career that she worked so hard for, and move back to the town that restricted her dreams, but has a wonderful candy cane maze. Oh my god, crank the heat. Oh, that's nice. She's gonna write for herself now. And it's all terrible. Oh yeah, that's a shattered dream. Political fiction. Like Hunger Games, but without any of the fun of Hunger Games. Oh, yeah. She's very serious. What a shame that no one believed in her. So, you know, eventually she ends up scrapping that and writing mediocre children's books instead and pretends that she gets a lot of fulfillment out of it, but deep down she's bitter and the continuous failures only feed her inferiority complex, and then she looks at her ring finger with a different kind of regret. I almost, when you introduced the promise ring, you cunt, you did that on purpose. That was so fucking, you nearly ruined the whole scene. And then we wouldn't have had this miraculous adventure with the law. Well, what are your thoughts, huh? You think he'll stick with her to the very bitter end? Oh, no! Why? Pathetic. You bastard! You were begging her to stay! All that she wanted was some support. That's all that she wanted. But no, Santa himself nagged her into moving back. And now you've all abandoned her in her time of need because her lack of achievement embarrasses you? Oh, man, this town sucks. Hey, I take it back. It's too cute. It's so cute. I have never seen a place so cohesively themed. Oh, it's adorable. I can't get over it. Thank you. You did. You did a great job location scouting. Thank you, baby. Oh my god, your hand is still freezing. I love you. The best gift I ever got came in a U-shaped box. You can't make fun of me, it's Christmas. I don't mean it, though. Well, you get a few more days, and then it's open season. For now, you can just tell me how beautiful I am. It's snowing! Yes, look! Yeah, well, there's snow on the ground, but this is sky snow. It's very different. It's very different. It's a whole new level of whimsy. Oh, it's so pretty. Oh, everything is just sparkling. You're beautiful too. Even handsome, some might say.
some people wanted to find somewhere that serves hot chocolate late.
I promise I won't spill it this time.
Well, in the event that I do, then, you know, I'm gonna watch a shower again at the B&B. You know I enjoy hosing you down.
Merry Christmas, you filthy